Our concept of normal is always shifting, and that's the subject of an exhibit at San Francisco's Exploratorium, particularly how the idea of normal aligns with mental health. It was only about 60 years ago that psychiatric professionals decided to classify mental disorders with the publication of the first Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The definitions therein are regularly reevaluated, and today, over a quarter of the adult U.S. population suffers from a diagnosable mental disorder. KALW's Angela Penny went to the Exploratorium to speak with the curator of the exhibit, The Changing Face of Normal, Mental Health.
Frank C. was institutionalized in 1945 because he was considered mentally ill.
He's the guy that we theorize probably was gay and was really having a hard time with it.
This is museum curator Pamela Winfrey.
He went into a diner and he was served on a chipped plate. And he was so upset, he took it personally, that he came outside and he started kicking a garbage can down the road. And people got him, and he never really got out of a variety. He went from this hospital to a military hospital, but he never really got out.
There's a reason we know about Frank C. His suitcase and 466 others were discovered in the attic of the Willard Psychiatric Center in upstate New York when the building was destroyed in 1995. Now, it's part of an exhibit at the Exploratorium called The Changing Face of Normal, Mental Health. Winfrey describes some of his belongings.
He has a lot of photographs. He has a lot of neckties. He has his military uniform. I think he was a pretty snappy dresser.
Frank C. lived at the hospital from 1945 through 1949. His official diagnosis at the time was dementia praecox.
Dementia praecox, that was a huge umbrella for the language of the time. Lots and lots of conditions were sort of poured through that idea.
And his doctors suspected latent homosexual desires. Winfrey says his situation was a product of the times he grew up in. Things would be very different if he were born decades later.
In San Francisco, he would have had a huge community, and he would have been like, he would have understood that he was part of a place where he is normal. I think it was 1972 where they took out homosexuality from the DSM.
The DSM is the Diagnostic Statistical Manual. Its fifth edition was published in May. When the first edition was made,
they had no language. If you get the language, then you can also get the statistics and the data behind the language. You can say, well, you know, like 50% of the guys who are coming back from World War II have, at the, you know, what we would say is PTSD, for example. The thing about the DSM is that it's a really important book, because if you're not listed in here and you have a condition, you can't get it covered by insurance.
But these issues don't touch everyone's lives evenly and are often taboo. So, in putting together this exhibit, Winfrey was partially motivated by a desire to humanize the mental health community.
You walk through and you see the artifacts. You see these very, very basic objects. And I think the fact that they're just so everyday, first of all, sort of erases that wall between us and them.
And we didn't know about dosages, and we didn't know about the science.
The exhibit also includes audio stations with interviews between psychiatrist Karen Miller and some of the original caretakers from Willard, who were there during the introduction of tranquilizers in the late 1950s.
The trouble with tranquilizers, they quieted them down, but then they quieted them down too much.
Yeah.
And then they'd sit around and drool and be in a coma-like, and that was
yeah,
bad.
There are also videos of people from today's mental health community.
Although the people around me thought I had a breakdown, for me, it was a breakout. It was the first day.
Sally Zinman, who was had a very bad and brutal experience in the 70s, has turned this, she's an activist, and she's turned this into her career. She doesn't feel like anybody should ever be labeled.
Winfrey says this exhibit is a new approach for the Exploratorium, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
It's all about trying to get to be in somebody else's shoes. What would it be like if you had been at the turn of the century? What would it be like if you were uncomfortable with the idea that you might be gay in a time when that was not accepted? What would it be like if you're hearing voices then as opposed to now?
Winfrey hopes visitors will reflect on these questions and realize that even today, what we consider normal can change. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Penny.